good afternoon to those on the Hawaiian Islands. A good evening to most of America. And good morning to those across the pond and around the world. You're listening to Earth Changes TV Radio Hour. My name is Mitch Batras, and I'm your host. All right. Boy, are you as excited as I am? I bet you are. I can tell by the numbers that are coming in. It's phenomenal. Thank you so much, folks, for making the show so popular. And the word is certainly getting around, thanks to you. And, you know, I don't think it'll be too long before we are the mainstream media. How about that? Matter of fact, we've been inching our way towards that for some time. Many of us have had an insight, an intuitive thought. Oh my gosh! Holy cow! I think we just broke another record. You know, I wonder if it's because of what Greenspan had to say. I don't know, man. There's a lot of people who are really interested in tonight's show. Oh, this just really tickles me. Well, welcome to the show. And for those of you that are tuning in for the very first time, well, sit down, relax, get yourself some, some hot tea perhaps for those of you in Europe and actually most countries around the world where tea is still the number one soft drink or the number one beverage, rather. And relax because we are in for a ride. So let me just jump right into our breaking news events. I'm going to kind of keep it short because I want to allow Ian Lundgold as much time as possible. Okay, here we go. For those of you that do receive our newsletter, you were the first to know that we experienced an X-class flare yesterday. It occurred 2 hours before I went on air with last night's show. That'd be February 25th. Tonight being live broadcast, as we always do, February 26th, this Thursday. An X-class flare, really, folks, it took everybody by surprise, and as you know, I have a direct connection with the top of the top in space weather and Earth science. There is no higher authorities than the people I network with, and they were all surprised. It came from sunspot 564, I believe it was, a rather large sunspot, and boom, off it went. It was so fast catching people off guard that they really didn't even know if a CME, and this is a quote, I'm not sure, or we suspect that a CME occurred. They weren't even sure. I can only guess that perhaps one of the guys there in Boulder, Colorado was maybe not manning his station. Of course, the instruments would pick it up, and I do believe a CME has now been recorded just after this sudden X-class flare. Well, I imagine you got the news about the near asteroid collision, folks. My gosh, this thing, it was heading towards us. They were literally ready to push the red button, get on the phone to Bubba Bush, and put out an all-points warning. Now, would the White House have followed through with that? That's still a question we'll never know. But 9 hours, just 9 hours before hitting the red button, they decided to stand down after there was a brief clearing in the sky, and one of our amateur astronomers was able to not see the asteroid. In other words, according to its trajectory, it would have been seen in this particular spot of the sky if, in fact, it was on a collision course. Seriously, this is what movies are made of. And again, it reminds us all that we're NASA, JPL, and all the amateur astronomers really are only tracking about 15%, which is a large increase, about a 5% increase. It was 10%. Which, of course, means that 85% are uncharted. So who knows what will occur. Now, isn't this interesting? We have an X-class flare, near-collision asteroid, and two comets coming into our orbit, or at least our way, where it will be so close in May and April. First, of course, I'm sorry, I don't have the comet names. It's on the website. Go to the earthchangestv.com, go to our breaking news page. You'll see it all there. But it is close enough. They're really not that large, by the way, folks. These are not large comets as far as comets go. But it will be close enough where it will be visible for days with the naked eye, with an unassisted vision. So how exciting all this stuff. Okay, finally, a fourth earthquake has occurred just 200 miles south of Yellowstone Supervolcano. Now, that in and of itself is alarming to some. It was a 3.5, by the way. But what is even of more serious concern is the formation of these last four earthquakes that Earth Changes TV has an exclusive in reporting. And, of course, you know of the investigative journalism that we did to get to the truth. We confronted, and we have it all on tape. It's up on the audio archive, folks. With the assistant administrator of the USGS out of Golden, Colorado, and the lead supervisor of the Wyoming Seismology Center about these events. I don't want to take the time to go into it now. Most of you already know, but how fascinating is that? The concern is the formation of the earthquakes is taking the shape of a donut. It's called the donut theory. What that means is that, and this, I believe, came out of California, and when earthquakes had occurred, smaller magnitude earthquakes, the ones we're talking about now, from a 3.0 to 3.5 to a 4, and it occurs in a circular manner, that often it is a precursor to a large earthquake to occur right in the middle. Now, it just so happens that not too far from the epicenter is Yellowstone Supervolcano. Stay tuned for this. All right, now finally, remember, you might have read my article about the climate change. It simply means global warming in disguise. And I really hacked on these that stupid Pentagon paper that's running around the internet, which is, in my opinion, bunk. But I won't. But anyway, let me just. A article came out, how fast is this for a response, where they are now, this comes from the AFP, where they are including Andrew Marshall, who is the influential Pentagon advisor who put this silly thing out, are now admitting that it was promoted by environmental activists. What a surprise. The whole article, I'm just putting it up tonight. I encourage you to read it. And basically, it says what my last article told you it was going to say, that all this hoopla is nothing but environmental activists running around trying to shoot the flares off. And I'm sorry, folks, it's just not going to work. Now, having said that, let me just remind you that I am not anti-environmentally conscious. I definitely support being responsible. I recycle, I ride my bike when I can, believe me, all those things. But these radical environmental activists would lead you to believe that the climate change we're experiencing today and will increase in the near future is related to us, that it's related to fossil fuel and other human pollutants, 100%. And it's bunk. I'm telling you, we would see what we're seeing today if there were no humans on Earth. I don't think I can be any more clear than that. However, having said that, we do have an influence to correct about 12 to 15, some even say 18%, but it's not going to change the climate phenomena or the cyclical events that are going to occur, but we could have cleaner air. And what's wrong with that? All right, there's my piece. Now, to why we all have gathered here today, and that is for our good friend Ian Lundgold. He is the creator of the Mayan Conversion Codex. Ian Lundgold is a lead researcher of the Maya and their calendar systems. He is also a contributing author, artist, and speaker. Tonight, of course, we will be discussing what is in store for in just 2 months ahead with the stunning interview that we did just some weeks ago when Ian laid his bombshell on all of us of a date of when this all could occur related to the U.S. economic collapse. Ian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, my friend, and let me tell you, you have quite a following.
thank you all. Thank you, everybody who's tuned in.
I don't know where to start, Ian. As always, anything you want to pick up in the monologue, or do you want to go right into some of the government disclosures we've heard on the news as of yesterday and today?
Well, basically, I want to let people know that this show is not for entertainment. This might be a little tough to listen to. it's not going to be. We're not going to be pulling punches. We might be delivering some. And what I want all of you out there to know is that knowledge is your power. Your own knowledge. Just listening to someone like me and believing in what I have to say just isn't going to cut it. Taking somebody else's word for what's going on is frankly a weakness and maybe lazy, especially when the data is there for you to study. So I'm encouraging everybody, basically, snap out of it. You're not in class taking a test. This has to do with your future and the future of everyone you care for. The information is out there. We're making it available at our website, as available and free as it can be. And please, study. Study what we're going to be talking about. Don't just take somebody's word for it. Does that make sense?
Boy, does it ever, Ian. You've got me sitting straight up once again, as you so often do. You speak your truth, and you speak it clearly, and I am so grateful for it. What has come to you since we last spoke? What would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, later on, we're going to be talking about The Passion of Christ. I went to see that movie at the very first showing, but that'll come later in the show. What I want to talk about first is you. That is, you sitting there listening to this broadcast. You are the person who's going to handle whatever it is that occurs in our future. And I want to address each and every one of you as an individual. This is very important. Basically, each of us is made up of three parts. There's your consciousness, or spirit, your mind, and your body. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the body, because it's the easiest to prove that it exists. And I take it that this is what you want to hold on to during these coming changes, right?
Our body, or our soul, or our consciousness, can one go without the other, Ian? Do you mean this in a literal sense?
Yeah, what I'm talking about here is there's three parts. There's the consciousness, which goes on indefinitely, with or without a body.
Yes.
There's the mind, which is sort of an interface between spirit and physical.
Yes.
And then there is your physical body that you're sitting there in.
Yes.
And it's what is grounding your spirit into physical. It's my perception that what we're all doing here is we've taken up a challenge against physical circumstances, a challenge to tame the universe. Each one of us intends certain things in our lives. We intend to get a job. We intend to graduate. We intend to have a girlfriend. We intend these different things. These are all challenges that we're constantly posing against whatever may come. And we have big challenges in our future.
Ian, let me ask you about intention. That's often brought up in spiritual circles, that intention is not enough. That intention is only worthy if it's followed by action and discipline. Would you agree?
Well, intention only works with persistence. Persistence is all that really wins.
Yes.
If you intend something one day and don't keep on intending it the next, then you're on to something new.
Yes.
And so intending something is not enough. Intending with persistence, that is, your applied will against physical, is what brings about results.
Yes.
In every case. Now, there are going to be some very specific challenges to your body in the near future. Most of us have been hearing rumors and more rumors about super plagues.
Yes, indeed.
And maybe some of you have been on the internet and have received, well, at least rumors, but now there are reports from scientific magazines that are reporting what the various laboratories around the world are working on.
Yes.
And they're tinkering with the genes of various viruses to produce super flus and super plagues. Now, it only makes sense to me that if there is any way to bolster your body's immune system against any possible influenzas introduced, that it would be prudent to do so.
Yes.
And at our webpage, which is www.magix.com.
Let me spell it for him. Ian. It's www.mayan, M-A-Y-A-N, Magix, spelled M-A-J-I-X. So it's M-A-Y-A-N, M-A-J-I-X.com.
Right. And there are links there, and if you click the health link, you will be apprised, or you'll be accessed to the most recent biochemical research on how your body's immune system actually works. It really works by using three different proteins that the body in each cell in your body converts to a compound called glutathione. Glutathione is the active ingredient of your immune system, and it does everything. Not just fighting disease, but it's actually what helps, what builds your muscles and bones and tissues if they've been damaged or depleted in any way. Now, all of us have been growing up in a polluted atmosphere with more and more pollutants added and stress added that have been constantly attacking your immune system. Most of you don't know what a healthy immune system is. You've been
good point. Yes.
Getting along and surviving at this current level, but from how many people out there have heard a rumor about someone or something for maybe months, maybe a couple of years? You keep hearing the same rumor. What happens? Man, that turns out to be pretty true about that person or about that circumstance.
In the sense of a rumor of someone being challenged or even dying from some type of exotic disease, is that what you mean?
Well, I mean personal rumors, like somebody's stealing from the company, and it turns out that the person really was.
Oh!
That's a rumor.
I see. So the idea is that at times, rumors may be consider giving some rumors some credibility?
Especially when you hear them over and over again from many sources, not just from one source. And what I'm talking about here are the rumors of a super plague that's going to be released in order to control populations.
Has it already been released? And in other words, let me ask you this, Ian. Do you believe that AIDS was... There are some who believe that AIDS was this very same thing.
Yes. It's a persistent rumor, isn't it? With more and more research coming out about the actual research done by Libby Labs. So, you know, it's something to pay very close attention to. And if you
now, let me ask you this, Ian. What I'm seeing in the news most recently, of course, is the bird flu, West Nile virus. Is it any of those things that we're seeing now?
What they're doing is they're taking those things and tinkering with the germs to make them more easily passable from human to human.
Is this an inside job or is this an outside job? Meaning,
it's a paid inside job on the premise that if they figure out how genes mutate, they will be more able to prohibit or make vaccines for these things. Meanwhile, they're producing higher and higher strains of this disease. So, I would implore people first to do whatever they can to improve their immune system. And if you go to that health link at our website, you'll get the most recent research. And do your study. Do not believe anything that I'm saying. Look at the broad research being done about glutathione across the planet. This is like, penicillin is an antibiotic. It was a great breakthrough. But antibiotics are anti-life compounds. It's sort of like using dynamite to get rid of termites in your house. What dynamite does to your house is what antibiotics do to your immune system. So the first thing to do
is... in other words, it's overkill.
It's way overkill. In fact, it atrophies your immune system by taking antibiotics. But now we have... The data has been researched and discovered on how the immune system actually works in the first place, and you can feed your immune system directly. And it's very important that everybody's listening out there look into this.
Well, let me ask you a couple of things, Ian. Do you believe that what we often call alchemy will come into play in the near future? Do you believe that we will be able to access healing sources and power outside of standard medicines that we know today?
We already have. We already have. The current idea is to blast your system with antibiotics. If that doesn't work, then chop you to pieces.
Yes.
That's the current system. And now there's been a breakthrough in how the immune system actually does its job to repair an organ or to keep disease from disabling you. So please avail yourself of that. The next thing I want to talk about is your mind. Your mind is already under a lot of stress from basically being overtaxed with too many pieces of data and information for it to process comfortably. And
Ian, do you believe that is, there are some who believe that is being done by design. In other words, that those in power, and I hate to kind of lay this out in a kind of conspiracy theory thing, but I don't know any other way to do it. There are some who believe that it is by design that we are being overwhelmed today. With trying to make payments, with trying to keep food on the table, with just trying to keep our life together, and of course clogging our mind, and that this could have been implemented by design. Your thoughts?
Actually, it has been, but let's look at it in a much bigger way.
All right.
Mayan calendar shows that consciousness itself is expanding and accelerating. Consciousness itself.
Yes.
All the bad guys and all the conspirators are all playing inside of this construct or plan of consciousness itself.
Yes.
So all of those people are only elements of this coming along, and as we go, more and more becomes possible. That's why all these miracles are showing up, because more is possible to occur. That means more bad is possible to occur, and more outlandish bad. We just got missed by an asteroid. But also, more good is coming along. In fact, necessarily, more good is happening. happening than bad. Has been all along, or we wouldn't still be here talking about it.
That's
more
a good point.
Has always happened than bad. So let's research. I mean, all we're hearing from the media is threat, look out, duck, you know, put your head down, shut up, go home. That's what we're being told to do. The thing to do is investigate all of the good things that are happening.
There's
lots of very wonderful things that are going on. Free energy machines that are functioning and working right now. Of course, you're not going to be able to buy them down at the Ace Hardware store. There's a petrochemical industry in the way for the moment. But those things are actually out there and functioning.
You know, Ian, I must say that I now that you've brought this up, I have been feeling better. And you know, one of my benchmarks related to this is that I am beginning to feel marginally more empowered. And I'm also feeling that Bubba Bush is starting to lose his power. And the more Bubba Bush and his regime are losing their power, funny how the more empowered I feel. So I am starting to turn more into positive thinking and feeling hopeful once again.
Well, that's very, very good and correct in all the ways. Now, people on the outside, what you're going to be seeing is as these guys lose their power, they're going to become more and more desperate to hold on to it.
Yes.
So they're going to become more and more draconian or more and more drunken with their own power.
Yes.
Now, a drunk sailor is a whole lot different than a sober one. You know?
Oh, yes.
He's actually a bit more dangerous.
Oh, yes.
And all of us have to keep that very much in perspective, but in mind. Speaking of mind, the mind, basically, what the mind is an interface between spiritual and physical. But what we do with the mind is we reflect past experiences into our future. Would you please cut that out? The future is not going to be very much like your past. Most of what's happened in the past won't apply to possibilities in the future. People who are limited by their own concepts of what is possible or not possible are going to be retarded by those considerations.
Wow.
Use as best you can, put that away. You still have a mind, you'll still have to be able to add two and two, but if you stand back and look at what your mind has done to you over your whole life, all the fears, worries, doubts, dreads that it's fed to you, it's not your friend.
Hold it right there for just a second, Ian. Wow. Now, I can tell you, folks, and for those of you that have been following Ian and myself for some time, he has been rock solid and consistent about this, what I call the transition, related to consciousness and related to the Mayan calendar and what is unfolding. I want to welcome all of those that are just now tuning in. Here we are at the bottom of the hour. It is 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. You're in for quite a ride already. Ian has introduced some material that I wasn't even aware of. Of course, that happens a lot on this show. In the first 15 minutes, Ian had outlined his ideas about mutation, about genetic manipulation, and the good news is about our healing powers and capacities are increasing. Natural abilities to heal are increasing. And you can imagine what a threat that must be to the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh my God, yes.
Absolutely.
We're up against is something like a $16 billion a year industry.
Uh-huh.
This new breakthrough. So it's going to take the public accessing it themselves. You're not going to see commercials for this.
Right. Now hold on, Ian. And also, folks, for those of you just tuning in, just to let you know that, yes, we will be, of course, talking about what Ian believes. And, folks, I am right next to him. of a, the beginnings of an economic collapse beginning now. And yes, we all saw Greenspan's announcement, and Ian's very much aware of it. He will be addressing this, which is just the tip of the iceberg. So for those of you that have tuned in to hear more about the Mayan perspective of the upcoming economic woes, well, stay tuned. All right, now we're back with Ian Lungold. You can reach Ian and more of his information at his website. That's www.mayanmagics.com. I'll spell it for you. That's MayanMagix.com. And now back to my guest. Ian, are you there?
Yes. Now, besides your mind, you, the being, the consciousness, the person who is paying attention to what's going on here, you are what knows things or can know something. Okay? The mind can think, can consider. The body does. But it's the being that knows. The more you know, the more you're able to be. Got it?
Yes, and Ian, in that, it's in this shift that we're going through, this transition, however you want to put it, as our consciousness and intuitive nature increases, we have to be very careful to balance that, to not get overwhelmed, and to try and not revert back to old habits and beliefs, which we as humans tend to do. As a therapist, I know that when a void is created, what we as human beings do, this is all of us, is we will revert back to our most dominant previous habit. So here we are in this moment of evolution as our consciousness and intuitive nature grows, but yet it's unknown. And therein lies the discomfort. Am I on the right track, Ian?
Close, because all the discomfort is in your mind.
That's true.
That's where it is.
It's an illusion, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's the mind at a loss, and your intuition is the solution. You see, there is an evolution going on here, an evolution of consciousness. We have gone through our physical form. We have dropped certain tools that we used early on. That was claws and teeth and fangs, even the tail. We put the tail down right about the time we picked up the mind as a tool to use for our survival. Now, evolution is demanding that we release our grip on the mind and move into our intuition. The mind itself is going to become more and more overwhelmed as this acceleration continues. So the mind basically is a 1986 IBM PC. You know, it works best as a doorstop.
Folks, you might remember the old 386, then the revolutionary 486. Good analogy, Ian.
We're going through this whether we like it or not. So you might as well, if you decide that you want to survive through these changes. I mean, it is your choice whether to survive or not.
Yes.
We're going to be going through some very drastic changes in the near future. The Mayan calendar predicts that there is going to be a civil war, at least in this, well, already we have civil war in Venezuela, in Colombia, in Iraq.
Haiti.
Haiti. We have it in Afghanistan. It's civil war going on out there, guys. This is part of the consciousness of the third night. That's what we're in right now, is the third night of this current consciousness cycle. And every time we get here, the public rises up and throws off the chains of slavery. The slavery that we're all in right now is slavery to commerce.
Oh, yes.
We are enslaved to the banks.
Yes.
And to the insurance companies. That's why you have to go to work in the morning, because you're a slave.
Yep.
And there's a way to cast that off. And I'm going to tell you, that I don't have any time to go into the details of it, but it's at our webpage, again, there are courses there that you can sit down and do. They're called Cracking the Code, The Matrix Reveal.
Oh, I love it.
And it's the step-by-step process to, first of all, disclose the matrix is encased with all. And if you go and watch those movies again, those movies are an exact allegory of what, in fact, has been done by the banks to every person on this planet. And there is definitely a way to wake up and pull all those cords out. But it's going to take study. It's not going to take advice. It's going to take you studying to know this. So avail yourselves of it. I mean, it's going to cost you some time. Maybe you won't be able to go out on a weekend. Maybe you'll have to cut out some television programs. But what's more important? That little bit of enjoyment or your freedom?
You know, Ian, I as you do so often, how timely, I have been taken to task with a few of my fans. Evidently, in the last couple of weeks, I've been a bit cursed with some who are writing to me, asking me for advice or direction or to research for them. And I apologize, folks. It's no excuse for me to have been short with you, and I do realize that is what I did. But Ian, my message to him, when I do write back to him, it's basically I'm saying, stop it, you're being lazy. Do your own work. It's right there. And besides, you're not here to follow my truth.
No, I can't breathe for you.
Yeah.
There's some things you just gotta do for yourself.
Yeah.
And this is mightily important, especially because the evolution of consciousness has brought this around to where it's available.
Yeah.
It was not available before, and I understand your frustration. But I'm saying that you can go and at least give a cursory look, and then if it starts to make sense, dive in.
Yes.
And do your own research to get yourselves extricated from your bills.
Well, boy, I tell you, you hit a solid nerve every time you bring this up.
Now, listen, the whole deal is going to come down fairly soon. There's not a lot of time. But the more you understand about how this system was built and how this enslavement was perpetrated...
And he's talking about the economic system, folks.
Then the easier time you're going to have seeing it all go away. You see, the dollar bills that you have in your pocket, each one of those is a debt note. It doesn't have any value to it. It is a promise, whenever there happens to be real money, we'll pay you. This is why the government, or this is why the rest of the world looks at everyone in America as a criminal. We are all considered by the rest of the world criminal. They outnumber us.
Why do they feather that out for us, Ian? Take it from a perspective of someone in another country. How is it that they see us as a criminal? If we were to ask them, what would they say?
Well, first of all, let's just look at the statistics. America occupies about 6.5% of the world's land volume. And we gobble up 25% of all the natural resources every year. Got it? Okay? I mean, 6% eating 25%.
Yes.
Now, is you guys out there listening, is that okay because somehow we deserve to be 19% more rich than anyone else on the earth just because we're Americans? Does this give you a clue as to why there's terrorists? It is not because they envy our freedom. This country is free as to the degree you can pay for it.
Well, that's true. Boy, is that ever true.
So, we're in a situation here where the whole world has recognized that we are the ones who are perpetrating all the environmental crimes. We're propping up all the despot governments around the world who are tromping on their people and selling their natural resources out from under them to who? Us, America. And for what? A promise to pay. Someday, we'll pay you. Right now, you can have these pieces of paper. This can't go on.
Ian, for the first time that in my lifetime that I'm aware of, we have a government official who yesterday and today, who goes by the name of Greenspan, came right out and said, we don't have the money to pay.
That's right. There is no money. There is no money. America went bankrupt in 1933. Officially, to the world, we went bankrupt. And a bankrupt system, you can't pay it.
Yeah.
You can't. And also, no one can ask you to pay. When you go to the webpage and you look up this stuff, you're going to find a public policy that was put out in 1933 called HJR 192. HJR 192 absolves all Americans of any possible debt. There is no possible debt in the bankrupt system.
Was that for, like, for 2 years? Was it really open-ended? Ian, please explain more about that.
Well, you'll have to go and read, because there's lots to explain.
Okay.
It's much better to read it for yourself.
Okay.
Because there's all the government documents, all the public policy is right on display.
If I don't make a payment on my car, they're going to come and repossess it.
That's the Matrix. You don't have to live in the Matrix. We don't live in the Matrix. We told you we went bankrupt, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes. We have been living in our house without making any payments on the house for the last 15 months.
Yes.
We're still living here, and the bank hasn't come. It's all fallacy. It's all a big, big, fat lie. Now, what's going to happen very, very soon is that all of us Americans, every single one of us, are going to be caught with our pants down and our hand in the cookie jar. The jig is up. The world knows we're not going to pay. If Wimpy came to you and said, I'd gladly pay for a hamburger today, or a hamburger on Tuesday for a hamburger today, and he did that for 70 years.
Right.
What would you think of Wimpy? You'd think he was a criminal.
Right.
He's stealing, and that's exactly what we're doing to the rest of the world. And all of us have been sitting here fat and happy and sassy watching CNN and the boob tube. You know, we've been living high on the hog. On what?
We've been hypnotized.
On nothing. On promises that are no good. And that's why there's going to be a financial collapse. Every dollar you have in the bank is a debt. In other words, if you're a millionaire, you have a deeper hole than somebody who only has a $10,000 deposit in the bank. You are more in debt. The more money you've got of Federal Reserve notes, the more you are a hole. That's the truth of it. That plastic card in your pocket that only has electrons on it, it's all imagination. There's no value to that piece of plastic, except maybe cleaning under your fingernails.
Yeah. Ian, can you help... what... I always like to be visual as possible. Can you describe to us what it might look like? And I'm guessing in the next few months, folks, is it going to be a sudden thing like an asteroid hitting the Earth? Is it going to be gradual? What are the benchmarks? I think we've already seen one benchmark today, obviously, with Greenspan coming out and saying, look, we can't remember that Social Security we promised you? Forget it. We don't have it.
It's been gradual since 1977 when we were off the gold standard. Now it's not so gradual anymore. And yes, it will seem all of a sudden to most people who have no concept that that the money that they're carrying around has no value. All of a sudden, it's going to be worthless. Buy silver.
Precious metals and maybe
yes.
commodities?
Buy silver and buy seeds. Seeds to grow food are going to be very, very valuable. Now, I know this is going to be hard for you guys to hear, but the public utility companies are not a public service. They are a for-profit business. And the trucking companies that bring food from wherever it's grown into the middle of the cities is not a public service. That is a for-profit business. When there's no profit in it, there will be no delivery.
Ian, when this goes down, perhaps there's a lot of people out there just like myself. Are people going to start taking things from us? Or will everybody, will there be an order to stand down and everybody gets to keep, it kind of like everything is frozen, everybody gets to keep what they have at the moment?
Hey, what is the basis of the law? 99% of the law is possession.
Yes.
If you're standing there, you'll own it. With the banks out of the way and their horrible, huge, tremendous fraud that they've put on everybody, when that is disclosed, the person who is utilizing for a benefit to his community and himself, a product or a piece of land or a home, that will be your home. Just think back when there weren't banks. Think back to the 14th century. I mean, people occupied a piece of land and it was theirs. They could send it to their descendants. You know, and pass it on down the family line.
Yes.
And it's going to go right back to that kind of order and not this fallacy. Now, it's going to be rough, but boy, won't it be a relief not to have this lie that we all have to live.
What about renters? People who are renting homes, leasing homes, renting apartments?
The same deal. You're in there, you own it. All of it is a lie. The whole thing about mortgages, all mortgages are a fraud. The moment the ink is signed, that house is paid for. Without any payments, without any interest, by HJR 192, it's already paid for, including your car, including everything that you could possibly desire because we're in a bankrupt system and there is no possibility of debt in a bankrupt system.
Ian, I'm getting some emails, one email saying that they had their house repossessed. This was 5 years ago.
Yes.
Was that an illegal act?
Yes, it was. And we have the data to prove it in court cases to prove that forcible detainers and foreclosures are absolutely illegal. Absolutely. This has been hidden, hidden, hidden. You see, the lawyers are in league with the courts. The courts are sworn to uphold the banks that support the fraud perpetrated by the government. It's that big. The matrix is surreal, except it's commerce.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to probably another one of the most popular shows that has been produced to this date, Ian Lundgold. We're talking about many things, well, really, four in particular. What we're talking about now is commerce and the collapse that is already on its way. And evidently, Ian clarified that it really... I guess it goes back to 1933, but in 1977, I think he said, is when the ball started rolling and really picking up. And I guess it's moving along exponentially, and now we're probably close to critical mass. I don't know, some of you young folks out there may not realize what a stunning announcement Greenspan made. The people my age and older, we would have never conceived such a thought that Social Security would be taken from us. And it's probably been in the planning for some time. So welcome to the show. We have broke another record. My gosh, it's still growing, Ian. It's still growing. Last time we were on, you mentioned a date, and it was in April.
Yes, April 17th is the corresponding date in this cycle, in this time, with the last cycle, which was the beginning of the Civil War in America. April 17th of 2004 corresponds to the same date in 1861. So we go around these cycles, and we do repeat them, but each time at a higher level. We're approaching a civil war. Now that doesn't mean just bombs and rockets. It also means the public rising up to understand the situation that the government or the powers that be have imposed upon them. In other words, we don't have to go out and just mow people down. We can go in with understanding this time and pull the plug. Just walk away.
Will they allow that, Ian, the proverbial they?
They will be screaming and kicking and grasping at everything they possibly can. Aren't they already doing that?
Oh, yes. But do you think it'll get bloody?
I think it will get bloody. I think that not everybody in America is tuned into this program. Not everybody is reaching out for understanding. Most people in America are going to take vengeance on people around them for the betrayal that has been perpetrated.
Oh, yes.
That's where knowledge comes in. The more you know about all of this, the better control you have of your own self.
Yes, indeed.
And less likely to get drawn in to the conflict. You see, we've got one battle going on here during this third night. It's the same battle that's gone on every single time. And that is spirit against commerce. Beingness against money. Why was Christ killed? What was the deal?
Ian, I have this came to me, and I don't. And by the way, I saw the movie yesterday, and
yeah.
Wow, I saw the Jewish Pharisees, the high priest, if you will, which is a select few, by the way, folks. Just to for those that are anti-Semitic or choose to try and make this anti-Semitic. In my opinion, this was a very small, select group, the high priest, who were the ultimate authority, so to speak, who I am comparing to corporate heads of today, to CEOs, to all the corrupt corporate power hounds.
The money changers.
Yes. So it was. Your question was, who killed Christ? I mean, that's a pretty big question.
Who killed Christ? The Jews didn't kill Christ. People killed Christ.
And it was partly, I think, at least the beginnings of the whole episode deal, was about the fear of losing power, wasn't it?
Exactly. And what were they losing power over? Commerce.
Influence and commerce. That's right.
Commerce. That was what could be bought and sold. Christ was put up there because he told people not to pay their taxes.
Oh my gosh.
My goodness. New Hampshire just passed a law through the legislature banning the 16th Amendment. In other words, they abolished in New Hampshire the IRS. The reason they did that was for contract infractions of the federal government to the states. They're not meeting their bargain. So they kicked their butt out. They're also starting to print their own gold and silver coins with New Hampshire on them and abolishing Federal Reserve notes. Federal Reserve notes are debt notes. They are a hole in your pocket rather than anything positive.
Ian, how did this not make national news and being played every 20 minutes? This is the first I've heard of this.
Because this is why wouldn't the Matrix, the nature of the Matrix, have been in all the newspapers on that world? because it's the deepest, darkest secret that it could be possibly held, and I've just blown the lid off it.
Boy, have you. My God, folks, did you freaking hear that? No, Ian, as a matter of fact, what they have done to me is they've tried to keep me occupied in Massachusetts, by the way, is one of the same, or New Hampshire, rather, is this same-sex marriage junk. Do you think that that is simply deference not deference, but deflection?
Yes, as a matter of fact, all of the consciousness cycle, of the galactic consciousness cycle, this whole thing, this whole 12.8 years, is all about consciousness dividing one side against the other. What it's all about is consciousness dividing or separating out every single thing. That is, the job of consciousness is to discern one thing from the other and another from the other. The more conscious you are, the more discerning you are. The less conscious you are, the more everything looks the same.
That's right.
So all this whole process is to raise consciousness to be more and more discerning about every single thing. So what it's going to look like on the surface is the white against black. In fact, that's how the powers are consolidating their power, is by pitting one group against the other. You understand that all wars are engineered, all wars are engines of commerce. There is no gain, there is no loss from either side other than life. What really, the people who really benefit from any war are the people who finance the war.
Can you say Halliburton?
You sure can. Now, aren't we all disgusted as we watch them build this war?
Oh, yes.
Disgusted. You know what? Our consciousness is raised to the point where we could see them doing it.
Yes. Yes.
It was all for commerce. It's all to make money.
Ian, because we're so short on time, I do want to go back to this New Hampshire thing, which has just blown my mind. I want you to repeat it again, and then, but before you repeat just exactly what went down there, how come we haven't heard Howard Dean or even Kucinich, which I have a great deal of respect for both of them, who I would have thought were nonconformist? Why haven't they been shouting it at the top of their lungs?
Because they would be hung on the cross. That's why.
Yes.
That's why. They would be crucified. If not murdered outright. Oops, their plane crashed. That's why.
Now, tell the audience again, because I want to hear it again. What happened in New Hampshire?
You go to the website.
Yeah.
And the bill is posted at the website. Go to Mayan Magic and look at the Deeper Truth files.
Deeper Truth.
Deeper Truth files. We're only putting up there what can be confirmed. What is a government document? What are legislative bills? What are the rules of commerce by which we're playing? And by the way, friends, the actual rules are good for us. The fact is, you don't know the rules, so the bank can break them any time they want. And that's what's been going on.
Oh, I believe that. Ian, we've just got about a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to say about the movie The Passion? Other than to tie it in with...
I think everybody should go see it so they can really take a look at what Homeland Security is all about.
Oh, my gosh. What a correlation. I got to go see it again. And I want to see it through these kinds of eyes, with these concepts in mind.
All of that was just what they did to him, was to control commerce.
Yes, and maintain power.
That's right. No matter how many miracles he could do, he went and stepped on their pocketbook, and that was his no-no.
How interesting. Okay, and we're down to that last 20 to 30 seconds, as always. Oh, boy. Yes, folks, this will be up on the audio archive page. You're going to want to hear this interview over and over again. Like always, I want to give you the last 30 seconds. What would you like to leave with the audience?
That everything I said could have been a bold-faced lie. And you won't know it unless you go and read about it for yourself. And you won't have any benefit until you take action on what you know. That's what I got to say.
I love you, man. That you cannot be more direct. You, what a stunning closing right there. I'm speechless. Ian, thank you so much, and of course, we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much, and thank you, everyone, who is tuning in.
Bye-bye. Boy, let me catch my breath, folks. April 17th, I believe, is the date he said. Interesting, that's just 2 days after you-know-what day. April 15th is tax day, of course. New Hampshire kicked the IRS out. Did you hear about that? I didn't. Is it true? I don't know. Ian says he has documents and that he will only post documents that he can confirm on his website at mayanmagix.com. That's MayanMagix.com. I'm going to go over there myself. Hope you enjoyed this show. Thank you for being part of it. Next week, let's see, who do we have? We have, dadgummit, I keep forgetting to write down his last name. His first name is Nassim. He's a theoretical physicist. I do have an article about him on the website now. It will be a live interview reaching him in Hawaii. And boy, does he have some stuff to say. And of course, he's going to talk about the comets, the near-miss asteroid, and some other concepts about our universe. You don't want to miss that. Richard Heinberg is going to be on March 5th. And we will also be discussing a book that he wrote, who does go against the grain and directs his energy towards what will happen when the oil runs out. I think we've already have some insight into that, and it's perhaps a pretty scary scenario. Then the following week is Sarah, 1111, The Doorway. And I'm telling you, folks, this is why I sought Solera out once again, is there has not been a day that has gone by that I have not seen either 1111 or 111 at least twice. Now, that's 50% out of each day. I could only see it four times in any day and night. And I'm seeing it twice a day, almost every day. Solera. Then March 11th is John Hogue, and he's going to give his annual political predictions. John Hogue is well-known, probably the best-known, for his research of Nostradamus. He even looks like Nostradamus. And we're going to talk about the political arena and, of course, the Pope. This is Mitch Batchers for Earth Changes TV Radio Hour, wishing you the best of the weekend. Bye-bye.